was a time, there was a time when I could barely see. I was blinded by love, how good it looked to me.
Two words, Rye Cooter. He has been a complete source of inspiration for me as someone who started off as playing maybe blues and straight ahead rock and roll, but then finding the veins that connect it all, whether it's African music or Hindustani music, and then finding his own voice within that. That's what's inspired me.
The one we're listening to right now, Blinded by Love, where's the inspiration for that?
Blinded by Love was inspired by Rye Cooter by finding a hook, using that hook to make the song relatable to an audience. The meaning of it is my, that's for me, right? But the song itself is definitely fun to play. Just trying to find a different groove than maybe I had been working on or grinding out for a while.
What idioms did you have in mind in the background for that song?
Well, probably some of the sort of reggae stuff that Rye Cooter would do, or listening to like the Specials, listening to Toots and the Maytals. So just trying to find my interpretation or taking that genre of music, putting it through my own washing machine, and then that's what came out.
Yeah, it gets so heavy when we disagree. Your body may go numb. Don't try to hide from the damage that's been done. Take a look at me, baby. Do you like what you see? Take a good look. Are you happy? Am I good enough? Are you blinded by love? Blinded by love.
When you're playing in a club, the idea is to engage the audience. How can you tell when people are really getting caught up with what's going on stage?
Oh, man. Playing with the guys that I've played with for so long, for us, it's an ongoing musical conversation that really has been going on for 20 years. I love when we can stretch songs out and find new spaces, and you know that it's working when you see the crowd right there on that ride with you.
And the crowd will always get into it when the groove is great.
And when you have people who come to see you play a lot or see us play a lot, they'll expect, you know, maybe the same songs, but when we take them into a different direction, that's what it's fun to see their reaction. So whether they just stand up and start dancing, or we've had money thrown at us, or just the people talking back to us, clapping or just whooping and hollering.
Something happened once when you played Shook Down.
Shook Down, the first time I played it was on stage at First Avenue, and I remember the sound of my guitar just filling the whole space, and the way that the band came in, we had never played it before, and they just dropped it, and we were all together. It was beautiful, and recording it was even more special because we had Curtis A. come and play harmonica with us on that, and just watching how he was affected by the song and where he wanted to take his solo, for me was just it was emotionally charging.
Thank you.
Molly, you're kind of an art player. You do music for the aesthetics of it, but you're not naive. You're also helping a club sell drinks.
You know, it's like there's one for them, one for me. One for them, one for me. So, yep, there's songs that we play that's just basically, you know what, we're going to sell beer with this song. And then there's songs that we play where I feel the source of why I'm playing music, and whether it's working through something emotionally or creating a space for people to be suspended in for 2 to 7 minutes. It's a balance, though, for sure.
We're speaking with Molly Mayer. One of the songs you sing, Reconsider Me, has grown to be much more than just the words and music, but a connection with another person.
That song, I heard on a compilation, and it just shook me to my core. Margaret Lewis wrote that song in the 50s. She's out of West Texas, and she was one of the original people on the Louisiana Hayride. We've started every set for the last at least 10 years with that song, and for us, it's a way to settle in. It's a bit of a sound check. It's a way for the band to connect with each other. And I had an amazing experience last summer where I got an email from Maggie Lewis and saying, thank you, I see you've been playing my song. She'd been listening to it. She liked my version, and we just started a conversation that went on for about a month. It actually has elevated the song for me even more, knowing that that she's listening.
Molly Mayer performs at the Astor Cafe in Minneapolis Thursday, September 6th from 8 till 10. She's splitting the night with Dave Zolo. For information about the show and Molly Mayer, seek her out on Facebook. And remember that Mayer is spelled M-A-H-E-R. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.